What TV do you watch?
Playoffs!
What the hell's going on?
You are witnessing a front three-quarter view of two adults sharing a tender moment.
Let's kick his ass.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody. Let's kick his
ass. How you people doing out there? All right, party!
You look like you need a hug. You're not gonna get one from me.
See? Let this kick stand! Calm down, Sean! Don't tell me to calm down! Oh yeah, let's
kick his ass. Terrorist propaganda! Mao Zedong would have loved you!
I'ma stab and put a lemon in the gash.
Pokemon go to the polls!
Let's hook him up to jumper cables, hit the gas.
I'm just unabashedly and unashamedly broadcasting my obsession on the internet.
I'll get you for this. You won't escape my wrath.
His body in the trunk. Then let's park the car somewhere and blow it up.
Sorry, Link. I can't give credit. Come back when you're a little richer. Let's punch
him in the face. Okay. You know that I told that I don't want to stay on parade, but I fucking want to stay on parade. This is the best.
We're just two normal guys with normal takes.
Dude, okay, speaking of normal, I could never be this normal. A kid told our friend, I don't know if I already told this story to you, but told our friend Jacob, because he has a mustache and glasses, and he's like, oh, what's up, Dr. Robotnik? And Jacob did not get it at all. He does not, and he's like, do you know who Dr. Robotnik is? I'm like, Eggman. He's like, what? From Sonic. He's like, oh, I never played a Sonic game. It's like, that's no excuse to not know who Eggman is.
I think, yeah. Well, I think there's an aspect, too, of, like, when he would have just been into Sonic, like, because first through, like, a six-year-old knows who Sonic is.
Yeah.
I think he grew up in a house where that was not a thing. I think he grew up a little bit more conservative.
That's fine, but you've also seen the movie trailers with Jim Carrey as the Eggman.
He's not watching those, bro.
No, he's watching. He's force-fed the trailers because he's on YouTube.
Is he on YouTube?
I don't know what Norris is on.
I don't know if he watches YouTube, bro. I think he's pretty much because
he's out hiking with his girlfriend and on bike rides.
Well, this is the generational split between Zoomers and Alpha. Like, there are plenty of Gen Alpha kids because I think he would technically be Alpha.
He's Alpha.
Yeah, and you're like a.
Actually, no, he's Zoom. I'm the oldest Zoom.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the oldest Zoom.
So millennials are like 26? Because I'm 36. I feel like I'm...
98, 99 is like the cutoff.
Okay. Well, I think he technically could fit in with like a Gen Alpha aesthetic, an older Gen Alpha aesthetic, in the sense that he is sort of a Luddite. Because that's the whole thing, is those kids grew up with... They got handed an iPad at 5 years old, and now they're teenagers, and they're like, yo, this shit sucks. Like, I hate being on the internet. The internet sucks. Posting sucks. I'm going to go outside and spend time with my friends. And that's, like, exactly how Jacob lives his life.
That's how Jacob lives? I'm not sure if he's normal for his gen, though.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think people are more attached to their phones, for sure. When I've been walking around recently, sometimes I put in the earbuds just for, auditory sensitivity issues or whatever. Yeah. Like, I try and... It's really nice just being able to filter out some of the sound when you're moving through, like, a city or whatever.
The leaf blowers.
Yeah. Like, or just, like, some dumb bullshit happening or whatever. But there is some aspect of it where it's like, well, I want to also be present and be able to hear the birds chirp and stuff. I don't know. I have this constant...
Well, that's why you got to go out to, like, a more, like... Go on a nature trail.
Like real nature, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to like plan for that, and I have to like get in a car, and there's a whole thing there.
You don't have to plan. Nature does nature things on its own.
I didn't even want to leave my house this morning. I don't want to go on a 5-minute walk this morning to go get milk, and I had the Winning Time Tapes delivery service bring me my groceries this morning.
That's right.
Evening, everybody. No.
Norman?
What's your pleasure, Mr. Peterson?
Boxer shorts and loose shoes.
Welcome to Friday, May 23rd, 2025, and Kanye, he's back on the right ship. He's done with anti-Semitism. He loves all people. He said, I forgive anyone who's harmed me, Please forgive me, anyone I've harmed. How many days out until the psych?
Now, was that apology pre or post?
Hitler anthem?
Hail Hitler anthem.
Post.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
That was 2 days ago.
Dude, he's such a manic king. I love him so much. Like, it's truly, as someone who also has, like, tasted
anti-Semitism?
Divinity. Oh. No, like, the idea of, like, going, like, I've never been full-blown manic, thankfully, because it sounds, I mean, it sounds awesome until it's not. but by just getting hypomanic, which for those not familiar is like a 2 to 4 day period of like increased energy and mood, and you have a lot of self-esteem and self-worth and you're very creative, like you can see if you are familiar with this, with the more severe symptoms of mania where there's like, you know, delusions of grandeur and it's, I am a god.
Yeah.
Quite literally, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Reference there.
Again, he knew he was losing his mind.
That's, I mean, if I had millions of dollars and my mom died because she was getting a stupid surgery that she didn't need to fucking get because society told her that that was an important thing she needed to get done, I would also lose my fucking mind. Like, I get where he's, I don't know if I'd go full Nazi, but like, I kind of get it, you know?
Yeah.
My brother, you know, got up on a rooftop talking to God and fucked up his leg, you know? It's just part of the illness, you know? You're like one step below demigod at times in your life. And it's totally fine and normal, but you just have to understand that part. I have another buddy that's going through it now. He just told me that he was bipolar a couple of weeks ago, recently diagnosed. Trouble is, bro, he likes to drink. You can't fucking drink and be bipolar. So he's just fucking ramping up. But he's like, this is the best I've ever felt in my life. I'm like, yeah, yeah, it is, but it's going to come crashing down. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, all right, you know, best of luck. Yeah, Kanye shit's crazy. I mean, what was fun about that is, speaking of my brother, you know, because he's just mostly on Twitter. And he was saying like, well, I don't know what, it's just a song. Like, what's the deal with it? And I was like, no, bro, it's like normalizing fascism.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, well, you know, people are dumb or whatever. Da, da. It's like, and it's like, well, no, just like getting that message out there is part of the problem. It doesn't matter if it's like, oh, Kanye's crazy, whatever. Like, there are plenty of people that hear that song that are slowly being radicalized that are like, oh, well, if this former rap star is doing it, maybe there's something to this.
It's only the second or third, like, most influential artist is saying this.
I don't know if I've actually said this on the pod yet or not, but, you know, as a reformed fuckboy, like, I played a lot of Kanye in my 20s. Like, I was listening to a lot of Kanye West, and I had no shame about it.
Yeah, the first 7 albums are fucking art.
Yeah, I dropped off after MBDTF. But, yeah, I mean, it was the type of music where I was like, oh, the production on this is incredible and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I like, he literally just named an album I'm Bipolar or whatever. What was that one called? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know, man.
Had, like, the mountains on the soundtrack. But anyways, like, my point is, like, Kanye is, like, clearly unwell, has always been unwell, and like, as a bipolar individual myself, like, I love the representation. Like, but it is something where it's like, you have to like call the shit out, and like,
you saw the Hitler anthem drop and you're like, I feel seen.
I feel seen, absolutely. But it was just like, dude, it's like, you can't, well, yeah, like, fuck all that shit. And like, it's just so stupid because, again, he's just unwell. Like, it's not, he's still responsible for what he says and does, of course. I'm not trying to absolve him of anything, but like, it is what it is. Like, people try to pretend. That's because we have such a poor understanding of health and mental health in this country. We don't give a fuck about it. So it's like, oh, well, he's rich. He should be fine. You know, he should be able to figure it out. It's like, no. Whatever.
I mean, comparatively, yes.
So there was an apology, apparently. I didn't read the apology. I just saw the track, and then I saw a video with, like, two, like, confirmed Proud Boys. There was some guy and gal. Did you see that video?
No.
They were, like, Sig Hailing in a fucking car, and then I think they just got canceled, you know, it was canceled, like, whatever.
Canceled equals getting $1 million from the conservative party.
Right, yes, yes, yes. There's a GoFundMe for them, I'm sure, where they're set for life. They probably have a TikTok now that's, you know, blown up or something. And
I don't know if it was you or a podcast I was hearing about where just, like, someone is, like, saying slurs, but then, like, gets hit by a pipe, so now they have a GoFundMe that gives them, like, $700,000 or something.
Oh, like, they were in the streets, like, just, like, harassing somebody? Yeah. And, oh, okay. I thought for a second that you were talking about a podcast where they just say slurs, and I was like, okay. Like we could do that.
No, get out of no, I wasn't thinking that.
That's kind of our whole gimmick here, isn't it?
That's our gimmick.
Isn't that our gimmick?
Not everyone's.
So Kanye stuff? You guys, was that it? On Kanye?
Well, yeah, because it was the song I think was last week, but then 2 days ago or yesterday was him tweeting 4 apology things.
Okay. Did you listen to the song?
No, I have not listened to the song.
Neither did I.
And spoiler, it'll not be the outro for this episode.
Oh man.
How was your Mother's Day? Send a text, give her a call.
I did send a text. Mom was in Mexico. I think the beginning of that week. Yeah, I had so I told you right before we started recording that I just got approved for unemployment.
Yeah.
I had like a week and a half of having like less than $50 in my bank account and like multiple pay in 4 payments coming up. Like I was just like, all right, I'm not leaving bed for 4 days. Like because you have to spend money if you go outside. Like I just can't function, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I had food or whatever, but I was just like, I just got so fucking depressed. So I was very, go ahead.
I was going to say, just work on your aura and then pull a babe with money.
That's what I've been trying, bro. I've been trying. They keep banning me on all the fucking apps.
Oh, true. Yeah, you are getting fucking.
I keep getting CRISPA ads.
you're getting put in the dark realm.
I have to do the thing with CRISPA. Is it CRISPA or CHISPA?
It was CHISPA.
CHISPA. I have to do the thing with CHISPA that I did with Tinder where I use a Google voice number and use like the app or use like the browser. Version. Yeah. Find my hot commie Latina.
A pillar of money, typically, that archetype.
Well, she'll have like she'll have been like a Colombian princess or something.
Oh, okay.
And they come here and then realize, you know, what was I talking about?
Just that you're poor.
Yes, that I was poor. Yes. And so I was stressed out about this shit. And thankfully I had friends. I had a friend just send me $100 like unprompted. And I was just like, oh shit. Like I am divinely protected. those are those moments where like, It's less so like, you know, some belief in like a higher power or whatever, and more just like in recent years, I feel like I've been doing, as much as I've been a selfish prick at times with like my time and energy, there are a lot of times where I do, and it's not like a struggle for me, but I am very present for other people, like emotionally.
No, yeah. I think you and Greek are way more community driven and like just very outwardly good with no like doesn't need anything back.
Yeah, and but in this case I needed some money, so I was like hitting, like I had to
but it was unprompted.
Yes. And I had to, well, the end of May I had to, or beginning of May I had to borrow money from friends to pay rent. Like I was a couple $100 short because of financial shit.
Yeah.
So it's just been like a stressful month. So yeah, my Mother's Day was me kind of like sitting around being mopey.
Yeah.
You know, it was the kind of thing, you know, and I've talked with you about this before, but you start to have thoughts of like, we're going on vacations to Mexico and I can't get like $50. Like, you know, it is what it is. I'm in a very privileged position and it's all crabs in a bucket. We're all oppressed workers. But then it worked out. So, you know, I got the big thing is being able to get financial aid. So I'm going to go back to school.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, the unemployment will help. It just brings a huge, like, I think I did like some sort of dance. Oh yeah, on because it happened yesterday that I noticed it in my bank account. I just immediately like picked up one of my cats and started dancing.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
No, we, so Reg and I finally sold the Tesla.
Yeah, nice.
So we instantly was like, all right, take out like 4 times this week.
Yeah. What are you guys doing with that money? You going on vacation or what's the plan?
Yeah, the plan is to, so in a couple weeks, I'm sending my dad to Liverpool to do Beatles stuff, which maybe that's a good time to have him do the Beatles pod is after he goes to their holy land.
Yeah.
But then I'm sending my mom in 2 years to Scotland for her 50th birthday.
Nice.
So that's the plan, is with this money, send her to Scotland.
Send them on vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like I'm not the most proactively grateful son, but if I give them to each of them a European vacation, it's like, that's my coin in the bucket.
Yeah, and it's the case in, you know, one if not both your parents, like, they could probably afford a vacation themselves, but it's more so like giving them the gift.
Well, my dad's family definitely could give him that. Right, but it's definitely on me for my mom.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I talking like family dynamics, like I think it's weird being a child who's never going, knowing that you are never going to earn, even if I was making like six figures right now, like financially speaking, I would not be more financially stable than my parents.
Yeah.
Who, my dad had a high school education for the first 15, 20 years he was working.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm going to go to school because it's like, not because I'm going to make money, but just because I'll be able to live and like educate myself. And like, maybe I come out of it with a little extra debt or whatever, but it's like, I'm 36 years old. In the next 10, 20 years, it's not going to change. You know what I mean?
The Chinese and the Siths were right. We needed a rule of two for every household. I don't know where these people got off having three or more kids.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. I mean, you know, two cats is a lot, man. I mean, I think I'm good at two cats.
Yeah. No one's going to want to work, and no one's going to be willing to hire someone to do the work. So, Chinese century.
Yeah. What happened with AI? Is that still going?
Allen Iverson retired a couple years ago.
Are we at the Western Conference or Eastern Conference Finals yet? Can I start watching basketball?
You should watch. Everyone should watch Knicks Pacers Game 1. That shit was bananas. Thunder and Timberwolves, unfortunately, are not as interesting because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander takes 15 free throws a game for falling down into people.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that.
Yeah, me and Mr. Eric fucking hate that guy as a watch right now.
So they both played game one already?
Yeah, game ones are done. Game two of Thunder Timberwolves was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And then game two of Knicks Pacers is tonight.
Do they schedule? I imagine they schedule it where there's just one game every day.
They're alternating days.
Yeah.
And then I think for between games 5 and 6, I think each team will get, instead of a day break, they'll get like a 2-day break.
Okay.
So there might be a day next week where there's no game.
Any other thoughts on the playoffs?
If you want ethical hoops, we're rooting for Pacers Timberwolves.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you want just young, horny guys ruining the game, Knicks Thunder.
Have we talked about him before?
Which one?
Nick. You said something.
Brunson?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about Brunson.
Some player on the Knicks or Thunder that like fucks a lot or something. That posts on Instagram.
I told you a potential matchup for round one was going to be Thunder Timberwolves, but we're getting it now. Okay. I told you about Anthony Edwards versus Shai, which was the Aura Bowl.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was thinking about the Aura Bowl.
Yeah. So the Aura Bowl is technically the Western Conference Finals right now.
Okay. So I'll watch that one. Because I can't watch basketball every night. That's too much basketball.
I mean, sure, you could watch that, but I'm saying if you enjoy watching a good game, it probably should be Pacers-Knicks.
I got you.
There's more history also in that rivalry.
True.
Thunder and Timberwolves, there is no history.
Yeah. There's about to be some history created.
Yeah, I mean, there was already when Pacers, spoiler, go pause and listen to game one, whatever. But then at the end, Tyrese of the Pacers
Miller choke. Do you think there are people listening to this podcast that if they're watching sports, are worried about spoilers?
We have a large range of people listening always. We get hundreds of views. So I assume everyone must be watching us all the time.
Right. Their interests completely line up with ours, because why else would they be fucking listening to this?
Yeah, you know, again, as I mentioned, we get quadruple digit views on every app.
That's true.
So I must be concerned if someone's listening.
In the same way that I'm divinely protected and money just comes to me, Cameron is manifesting thousands of views on this video.
Every video.
Every video. If we just get the hashtags right.
Yeah.
That's a good time to plug socials then, real quick, if you want.
Yeah. The YouTube is Winning Time Tapes and the Twitter is Winning Time Pod.
Yeah. And then on Instagram, it's Chaotic Pussy Pod with 3 S's. Chaotic P-U-S-S-S-Y Pod. For all your hot dudes, hot babes, and Sonic the Hedgehog memes.
Are your balls bothering you? Because you go to Dollar Shave Club, CP10.
Oh, right into the ad?
For 10% off your first Dollar Shave Club order.
I wonder if guys are still shaving their balls these days, or if that's been, like, because, you know, there's a body hair positive movement.
Disgusting. Fucking gross. Get it out of here.
When was the first time you shaved your balls? And what was your method?
Dude, we're going back to the first episode.
Yeah. Oh, did we talk about this?
This was the first topic.
Did you bleed?
No.
Oh, you didn't do it right.
No, yeah, I'm not a fucking barbarian.
I think maybe that's the difference between our generations. We're like, you could probably find a YouTube tutorial on shaving your balls.
No, I just did it on my own.
You just knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Did we really talk about this on the
first episode? Yes, you go back to listen to the first episode.
Whatever, time's a flat circle, whatever.
You know, it's funny, one of our listeners came up to me and asked me about that topic, and yeah, I'm like, wow, that was like October of 2023. Well,
that's the right age. If it was one of our middle school listeners, that's when you start.
I doubt this person needs that.
I think I was not until I was like 17 or 18.
Yeah, I was 16, 17.
Yeah. I remember the first time that I took it like serious, though. I think I was actually in college, where I wasn't just trimming.
Yeah, because I trimmed when I was 16 hairs. And then I shaved at 17.
Yeah, if I actually wanted to get down in there and like, you know, make sure nobody's going to catch a hair in their teeth. I actually read online, it's like, well, you take a bubble bath or you take a bath and that loosens everything up and you do it while you're in the bath. And I did that and it was fine. But I was like, that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, I don't need to take no damn bath.
And now I'm in the shower with just a straight or just a razor, not even any cream. I'm just going and
yeah.
Fine.
You know, there's a lot of jokes of getting kicked in the balls, but they're a little tougher than you think.
They are.
They're a weak point for sure, but
it's a very elastic. It's a lot of stretchy skin. Yeah, as long as you're gentle with your shaving.
Yeah.
But it's the type of thing where it's like, yeah, I mean, especially in a generation where ass is getting eaten and balls are getting licked, like you need to make sure. I mean, some people don't mind hair, but I mean, I always do it. Because if I'm licking balls, I don't want to be catching any floss.
Yeah. You
know? I floss every day. I don't need to do it while I'm sucking dick.
Yeah.
So.
You floss every day? I floss every fucking day. Does your dentist mention it?
I haven't been to a dentist in like 4 years.
Yeah, me too.
I had dental insurance when I was working full time, but I made one appointment and then I got depressed and I didn't go. And then I was too embarrassed to make a new appointment because I called no-showed. So yeah, I just ended up never going to the fucking dentist.
Never fucking go to the grocery store, fuck up, never go back to that particular grocery store.
how at the grocery store?
you go
into like the self-checkout line and you just like drop the eggs and you're just like, ah!
Or like you keep like trying to put in like your debit card in like the cash only like insert. Down,
yeah. Okay. I have to leave now. Yeah. I actually didn't need this milk. I'm good. No, that has not happened to me at the grocery store.
That's not happened to me at the grocery store, but I definitely have back in my mind somewhere where I like fucked up or like shouted something. Like I like thought someone was someone, but they weren't. And I just shouted at someone like, all right, I'm leaving the space now.
Yeah. There's nothing worse. I had this happen at Magic the other night, and it's because we're all fucking autistic. And, you know, it's like, there's no one who is neurotypical that plays Magic the Gathering. I will die on that hill.
Which is why it's getting more and more popular.
It's awesome. Yeah, as more people are realizing that they're fucking autistic, we're bringing them in.
Which, okay, you know, let's go with your story, then I have another question off.
All right. So it was just an anecdote about, you know, waving hi to someone, saying, oh, hey, and they're like, it was at someone that was behind somebody, and they said, oh, hi, the person between said hi, and I was like, hello.
so you made that person in a fucked up spot?
And they were fine.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of autistic teenagers that are fucking hilarious that regularly go to my local game store, and they play a bunch of Magic, and it was the sister. They're super funny. She was pissed because mom showed up early to pick her up. She was like, guess the game's over. Like brother came in and said, she said like 8:30 or whatever.
That's every day picking up kids away from Ultimate.
Yeah.
It's like, they're literally like on the character select screen. They're like, one more round. They're like, no, we have like gymnastics now.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing was, so everyone is like, not getting diagnosed, but like either coming to terms with, or like it's more apparent to see neurodivergencies, which I know the answer ultimately is like, well, it's a spectrum, but it's just
wide and arcing one.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like, will the term just neurodivergent be passe if everyone kind of has something and we all lie on the spectrum?
Well, no, because not everyone has something. But there are a lot of neurodivergent traits that show up in different individuals.
All right, because I was going to say, you name me one person who doesn't have a neurodivergent trait. Because you, I think in particular, like to see it in everyone.
I mean, I don't run with any fake-ass motherfuckers, so, you know, I'm only with the real ones, the real autists, you know, that's my crew, so. Okay. I mean, just in general, there's plenty of guys in the NBA that are definitely not autistic.
But there are also plenty that super are.
Oh, for sure.
Have you seen Kevin Durant?
It's just much higher. It's like, it's the type of thing where, like, when 60 or 70 years ago, a guy would have just been the quirky uncle, you know, that has all the weird gizmos in his garage and likes taking things apart. It's like, no, he has, like, all the
Gundams.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say guns, but yeah, like, same thing.
Well, it could be also good. There are several thousand gun autists.
I've recently met a few. I recently joined a club full of gun autists. It's a lot of fun hearing them talk about their special interests, but I'm also like, oh, okay, this is the Rifle Association for guys that aren't into cars, aren't into computers. They like the things that go boom, and it's the same thing. It's just a social club.
Yeah.
But when those I think people are just becoming more aware of those traits because it's becoming more normalized. Like,
right. I'm just saying, I think it'll eventually, like, next decade, I think everyone will have a what we call now a neurodivergent trait. So I don't think it's no longer divergent of anything. It's just we're all on this line.
I don't think it'll be I think it would still technically be a neurodivergent trait if the majority of your quote unquote personality was neurotypical. Because it's not based on an individual. It's based on a series of personality traits or how you process information, right?
Sure. I think, I guess I'm saying, like, even though not all of us are into this or have this sort of speech impediment due to a psychological fear, I think you and some people are more likely to say, oh, because something else is going wrong with them. Yeah. And that's what makes them human.
It's not neurodivergency. That's just like, oh, I, you know, had this happen to me when I was 7 and I haven't thought about it or fully processed it. A lot of times that's where, like, different, you know, anxieties or whatever manifest, like social stuff. It's because when you were 10 or when you were 10, you were playing baseball and you struck out and the coach yelled at you and you were like, wow, that was really embarrassing. I don't want to ever be in a public setting like that again where the pressure is on.
I don't know if this is in the Hitler song, but Kanye did also put out a single also somewhat recently that is just like, I sucked off my cousin when I was a kid.
Oh, you said something about sucking off cousins, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that was that. So that's another thing that maybe implanted some of the shit in his mind.
Interesting. You ever have any gay experiences as a child?
The gayest experience? I've witnessed a lot of, like, just... But, like, nothing that you wouldn't see on a playground now of just smacking each other's asses. Just some grab assing.
You didn't see someone get, like, a hand job at a sleepover and be like, what's that?
No. The closest thing I had to that was, you know, was it 7 Minutes in Heaven or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was just people who thought me and this girl should date, and they just put us in a closet for 7 minutes, and we both just, like, very scared and, like, autistically stared at each other, like, we're not doing this.
Nice, just...
And we just talked, and then after, like, 2 minutes, we're like, this is stupid.
Did that 2 minutes feel like an eternity? Or, like, what was the vibes in there?
The vibe? Describe the scene. I can't say...
What did it smell like in that closet?
I don't even remember. It smelled like brooms, I know. Yeah. I can't speak for her head, but in my head, I was like, I can't move first. I cannot... As the man, I cannot move first in this...
Sigma.
Is that what that is, or is that pussy-like? To not move first.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Is it sigma or beta to not move first?
Depends on the circumstance. I mean, yeah. I think in that situation, absolute sigma. Absolute sigma move.
I think it was definitely respect, which might be beta. It might be beta.
Respecting woman? Fuck that shit. Yeah, I haven't... So, you know...
You sucked your cousin's dick?
I haven't sucked any dicks.
Yeah, I
unfortunately.
Know.
It's on my to-do list. I'll get around to it eventually. But...
Just my financial situation so bad right now.
It's been fucked up. But it's going to be a hot cunt summer, so, you know, I'm looking forward to that. With, like, the school year ending and stuff, it's nice because all my friends work in education, so, like, we're finally able to, like, hang out.
High school girls are free.
Yeah, exactly. I keep getting older, they stay the same age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a it's also a time of the year right now, especially in Sacramento, where it feels like summer because it's like getting into like the 90s. I think the next week or so is going to be like 92, 93 most days.
Wednesday was 92 and it sucked.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks if you have to work outside. But if you get to hang out and play video games in your underwear and only interact with the outside world when you choose.
I guess it's
pretty nice.
Yeah, but even my house, I run very hot.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand being in a 79 degree room. That's too hot.
How hot is it in here right now? 73.
It's yeah.
Like up here on the, yeah.
Yeah. This is fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's for me, this is my favorite month of the year because it feels like there's hope.
Your favorite month of the year while living in California or also taking into account Idaho?
In general, because like the oncoming of summer is very exciting. Mm-hmm. The start of summer is very exciting. Like you get into June and there's just so much happening. By the time July hits, the fatigue for me starts. The heat fatigue.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, it's been 95 plus for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a little rough. And then by the time August comes around, we're just full blown depressed. It's just miserable.
That's why, again, the best time of year if you live in Sacramento is Halloween to the Super Bowl.
Why? Just because of weather?
Weather, and that's when all the fun things happen.
What's fun about the Super Bowl, Cameron?
The commercials. Oh, okay. All right. And when the Eagles win.
Yeah. Go Birds. Go Birds. Wait, who won the Super Bowl this year?
The Eagles.
Oh, I forget. I honestly fucking forgot. I shit you not. They played the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we beat the Empire.
I watched the game.
I know. It was one of your most social days of the year, you said.
I was hanging out with
Eric and friends.
Eric and his buddy Jacob came by. Yeah, it was fun. We were just sitting around yapping.
Let's get it back. We're going to run some clock. Or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts going deep. Four all. Devontae Smith. He has got it. Touchdown.
Speaking of, Eric told us he was going to be on the pod today, but he had a student that was having a mental health crisis, so he had to, jump into action. His school year ends, I think he said mid-June.
Okay.
So I think starting then he'll be more consistent. So for the people that are sick of listening to Cameron and I talk about shaving our balls for 30 episodes, hopefully another voice will...
Another penis will enter the room. Another white penis will be here.
Yeah.
Evening, everybody. No!
What's happening, Mr. Peterson?
Question is, Woody, why is it happening to me?
Well, you're a little late there right now. I mean, where you been?
I was at Hurley's Market. I took Vera out for a little grocery shopping, then a little dinner.
Yeah. Oh, gee, that's nice, Mr. P. Where'd you go to dinner?
Hurley's Market. They're giving out those little sausage samples on toothpicks. By the way, guys, for your information, a dozen appears to be the cutoff number.
Welcome back, pussy eaters. You just heard... I don't know. What the fuck are you going to put in there?
Something real good.
Something real good. What was the actor's name?
George Wendt.
R.I.P. George. Did you watch Cheers a lot as a kid? Was that on TV?
Funny enough, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I got some Cheers opinions.
Well, it's interesting because, like, streaming was definitely a thing by the time you were, like, of an age to even, like, enjoy that show on some level.
Oh, brother, I use physical media.
Yeah, you've just always been, like, a physical media guy.
Yeah.
You just never adapted.
I adapted.
Is that just the house you were in?
Yeah, I adapted when I lived on my own.
Okay.
But I grew up with The Collector.
Yeah, it was Cheers, Seinfeld, and Simpsons. Frasier are all... No, not Simpsons. Cheers, Seinfeld, and NBC. Frasier... We're all tied in together. It was yes. Part of my childhood where those were having replays or reruns all
in
the time.
In syndication.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to go straight to the best part of Cheers, only do season 7 through 11.
Those are the ones with Christy Alley?
Yes, sir.
Why are those the best?
Because Rebecca's a better character than Diane.
Yeah, but I don't like looking at Rebecca as much.
I
will they, won't they of like Diane and Sam is much more interesting to me.
They have a will they won't they with Rebecca the whole time.
Yeah, I don't care about that one though. It feels like it's a also ran. Like we already did this.
Dan is fucking pompous and annoying.
you just don't ship them, is what you're saying.
No, they clear. Well, you ship Sam. You could ship Sam with fucking Cliffy if you want.
That doesn't. That's a show I want to watch.
Yeah, it's Sam and Woody.
After hours at the bar, baby. Let's go. Yeah, I'm closing it down. Closing it down. But that's the show that got us Frasier, right? Because that was where his character, Kelsey Grammer's character started.
Yeah, the first person that Diane crushed.
Have you seen all of Frasier?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a good show.
Yeah, no,
I was going to recommend it to you if you haven't seen it.
No. It's better than Cheers.
Better than Cheers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
We were just talking about the two. You said better than Jews because we were just...
We were just
talking about the two... or the assembly. What the fuck was their title? Do you know?
Whose title?
The Jewish embassy people. Like, what is that? Like, representatives? What were their...
Oh, the diplomats?
Diplomats. Thank you. That got murked. We were just talking about those, so I just had Jews on
the pieces of shit.
Well, my hot take is, like, if you collect a paycheck from Nazis, and you could fill in the blank. Like... At some point,
you're gonna get killed in Minecraft.
I got some. What's really interesting to me about whenever political violence is done is there are people who are still not ready for the realities of the world that they live in. That political violence is done to people every single day in this country, and yet when it's and yes, these people weren't like elected of American officials, but they are still. Government officials. And there's a level that, like, how do you think this stuff is going to go in 10 or 20 years? Like, there's people who are talking about, like, oh, fuck the state of Israel, fuck these people, fuck Netanyahu, I wish to see him fucking dead. But yeah. The people that work for Netanyahu's government aren't part of that. Like, the one take I saw, and it's from a woman that, I'll be honest, I knew she was going to, this was going to come up eventually because she's a white woman. She starts talking, she turned off the comments on the post and was talking, or they weren't on, and she was just completely condemning it and saying, you know, this action is completely separate from the Free Palestine movement, da-da-da-da-da. And I just had the thought of, like, how do you think we were going to free Palestine? Like, without violence? Like, what are you talking about? And trying to pretend like these people are separate from... What's going on in Gaza is insane to me.
A lot of people want to live in Whoville, where we just hold hands and sing to resolve everything.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, there's also that woman, I don't know if you saw this, who, like, her fifth grade son was, like, learning about female biology. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I did not sign up for this. They're showing boys this in schools. They didn't even send out, like, a consent form. And then she screen posted literally the consent form that she signed. Like, that was separate, you retards. And it's just like, fucking Jesus, she's such an idiot.
Diplomats, I was like, I don't know, man.
I wanted to honor...
Shrug your shoulders and be like, sucks to suck, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the one guy was born in Germany. Yeah. Right. I actually did a little research on this one. One dude was born in Germany. The gal was born in America, from my understanding. The German guy is the American or was the Christian.
Yes.
And not only that, but he loved the Zionist project so much, he moved his family to Israel.
Yeah.
Born in Germany and loved the Zionist project. I wonder what his grandpa was doing in the 30s. You think there might be some family influence there of... Maybe, you know, it's kind of like a Cameron is miming. What is the...
Tickling the balls.
Yeah. What is that from?
Shawn Michaels.
Okay. Yes. Miming a blowjob. But there was something I remember like in high school specifically. Mine has just been a bit in my football locker room.
I know Shawn Michaels.
It was. Eric, I'm not going to say his last name, but for the boys listening that I went to high school with, Eric, in high school, he played cornerback or safety, was like, because there was a kid with special needs that if you did the motion would like do it back to you. Just real high school locker room shit.
Yeah.
And the ball, in the bulls. Anyways, blowjobs, murdering government officials. Oh, yeah. The guy was just a fucking Nazi. Like, I mean, he was clearly a sympathizer. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, what do you think's going to happen? Every time these motherfuckers show up in mass, right, and they're deporting people, you know how you stop that? Their minds fill in the gap. And then they start making, like,
yeah,
how do you think you prevent deportations?
I mean, we're really relying on our audience to be informed. Otherwise, they might fill in Blake with suck them off. I don't know.
Hey, if that gets them to stop taking away your family, you know, I don't know. Maybe they just need a little nut busting. I don't know. But yeah, I saw that news and it's like, it's so funny just to see that covered. Because Israel also like was like shooting at diplomats overseas or something like the day before.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that a thing? Did you see that? They were shooting at UN people or something. Yeah. And it was reported everywhere. And then as soon as this happened, it was like, whoa, news cycle. So that's all the news is going to be next for the next week, of course. We might, like you said, like 61
brown children.
Palestinians, women and children died that same day.
Yeah. 61 brown people die versus two Nazis. Which one is America going to choose?
A good amount of them because of starvation or whatever. Like, yeah. It's just like this fucking ghoulish country, most evil country that's ever existed. Yeah, I'm all for revolution and change, but doing it, please, without violence. Oh, so by fucking magic? Like, like, how do you think this shit goes down, dude?
Yeah, do a best of three in Dota.
That's what I'm saying. We just got to have it be settled on, like, the streets of Street Fighter VI.
Fucking TI 13. Free Palestine.
Was that not the plot of Gamers? Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, I thought it was something like that.
Gamers. What's Up Gamers was a movie.
What's Up Gamers? No, it was just like a VR thing with the guy from 300 and the dude from, I can't remember actors' names, man.
Oh, what is that? Is that Russell Crowe? Is that what that is?
No, not Russell Crowe, but you're on the line. It's the same guy. Gerard. Patrick Gerard.
Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler, yes. Yeah. Gerard Butler was the star, and the antagonist, who was the creator of the game, was Dexter.
Oh, say it again, Dexter.
Omelette de fromage.
From Dexter.
Okay. Yeah.
Michael.
D.D.
It's not Michael D.D. It's Michael something. Fuck, we're autistic.
I was doing D.D. from Dexter's Lab.
Oh, no, Dexter the show.
Yeah, I know.
Which they brought back. I should see if that's any good. I don't know. I haven't heard. There's too many shows, so, like, you don't hear anything about a show unless you're, like, in that.
Yeah, because I've heard from my expert that White Lotus, not worth, but The Pit is.
I heard about The Pit, and my autistic brain thought Fallout 3 DLC.
I see.
There's you know that? Because that was the first time I heard that expression. Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's just reversed to Pittsburgh, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm from Sacramento, California, and I say kill them all, so.
Metallica is my favorite album.
I've been watching a lot of baseball.
Yeah?
I got very lucky.
How are the A's doing?
We're on a 6-game. I didn't watch the last two nights of Angels because... So we were in last. I actually saw the game where we swapped with the Angels from 4th to 5th in the AL West. Mm-hmm. I can't watch every game of baseball. There's too many games. But I'm very lucky in that I have a friend that gets me... that has season tickets, but doesn't go to the Tuesday game. So every Tuesday home game, I pretty much have tickets for. And it was a lot of fun this last week because I went solo for the first time because my buddy just got sick and couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. And I don't passively watch baseball. I like to yell. I'm a heckler.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged because in my section, typically, I have these two boys. I'm going to shout them out, Zach and Austin. Uh-huh. They don't know about this podcast, but I will tell them about it next time when I see them. I've seen them a couple of times. I call them my boyfriends. Think like two, like... They're both like 5'10", but like stout, like built.
Yeah.
To the point where like I'm a little concerned they might be police officers, but I don't think they are. But like they have a lot of muscle mass on them in a way that kind of gives me that. But like,
yeah.
I don't think they are. I think they probably just work with their hands or something. They're probably, you know, electricians or something.
I think police officers work with their hands, if you know what I'm saying.
So anyways, that's another aside where like I'm on a first name basis with some sheriff that shows up to the games. Yeah. You like go up to his fucking table and just talk with him. Oh, it's so fun. I got the free bag. You see it on the wall there?
Yeah.
You are the CHP. Anyways, I like to heckle.
Baseball's the sport to do that in the most.
Yes. I mean, because that's where you can actually be heard. It's basically you have a captive audience, right? And you're just trying to make people laugh. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
And most people get that go to a lot of baseball games. The thing is, the tickets are in the visitor side. They're on the first base side behind the first base dugout. So I'm usually surrounded because the whole thing with the A's this season, they're playing in Sacramento in a AAA park. So a lot of people are coming. I mean, this is a California team, so there was plenty of Angels. It was A's versus Angels.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of Angels fans there. I've also been there when it was they played the Mets.
Uh-huh.
And that's a New York, that's a huge, you know, what's the term?
Market.
Market, yes, thank you. Huge market for the Mets. So, bunch of Mets fans.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are coming to these games to see their teams in a smaller stadium.
Yeah, to beat us up.
Yeah, I mean, but also you just are closer to the field.
Sure, and sure,
relatively
sure.
speaking, the tickets are cheaper than other parks. So anyways, I'm surrounded by Angels fans, which is really fun because some people understand heckling.
Yeah.
And you can have like a fun back and forth. I will say a couple weeks back at the Mets game, the boyfriends were there and the three of us were all heckling. And there was a dude, a skinnier guy who was probably on beer three by the second inning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like yelling. But he was like yelling and like turning to us. It was really, and we were just kind of looking at him like, all right, like, what are you doing?
I know I sound like a pussy, but I hate beer when it comes to crowd interactions. Like everything becomes worse in my opinion. Like watching, like obviously stand-ups are like at a bar. So there's going to be,
oh, you're talking about drinking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some people who are routinely hecklers and it is good. They know what they're doing. Some people, they do it once, they get no laughs. They do it twice. Some people are like staring at them like, shut up. And the third time it's like, shut up. And they just keep going.
That's a neurodivergent trait, brother.
No, they're drunk and retarded.
That's autism, dude.
No, it's not. It's being drunk.
That's a desperate need for approval, brother.
Yeah, and you're not going to get it by being annoying.
I never got a hug from my dad, dude.
Yeah, and your dad was probably fucking right. What if I said that?
But yeah, this skinnier guy, it was funny because like he was losing his voice by like the third inning because he doesn't have it. Right? You have to speak from, you have to use your diaphragm. It's not yelling in your voice. No. It's down here.
Yeah.
And me and these big boys, my boyfriends, all know how to do that. And so it was really funny because like, it was a back and forth game. And I think the Mets eventually won, of course. But yeah, he was like, at the end of the game, he's like turning and like looking at us, be like, yeah, yeah. And we're like, he actually came over mm-hmm. at one point and like got in the one guy's face and he just stood there and we just all kind of looked at each other. And he was like, yeah, he doesn't want to do that. And I like, I could just tell that this, because he has muscle. Like, it's crazy that this dude thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all knew what we were doing. We're not there to stop. We're just there having a good time.
Yeah.
So that's what's fun when you're in a group setting, because it's safety in numbers to some extent. But I was there solo on Tuesday.
Mm.
And it was actually really fun. So you can't heckle as often when you're solo because it just gets annoying. Because when you're in a group.
Unless you're Grink. Grink is a fantastic solo heckler.
But you have to pick your spots a little bit more. When it's a group, you can just do it. Because there's always one guy that can go,
Yeah.
But you're going to wear your voice out if you're going solo the whole game. So I was picking my spots, and there's a player on the Angels. I forget his name now, but he was on the White Sox last year. It starts with an M. It's like Machoda or Manchudu.
Yeah, Machado.
He signed a 1-year deal for $5 million. And yeah. I didn't know that when he went up, but at his first at bat, he was called out after two strikes because he didn't like he took a pitch and it was a called second strike and he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked all the way back to the grass.
Uh-huh.
Like he walked way out of the box. And I think he got called for like delay a game or whatever.
Yeah.
With the new pitch clock. So they called him out. And I immediately pop up. I'm like, take a walk, buddy.
Yeah.
Back to the dugout, buddy.
Yeah.
And that was like my first real big heckle. And it like, he's like their new star player. Right.
Yeah,
and so people were getting real kind of tense around me, which was fun. And then his second at bat, he struck out swinging, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, woo! That was a breezy one. Felt it all the way up here, Machado or whatever.
Yeah.
And just kind of really getting on him. And so then I went for a walk around the stadium or something, and I came back and I'm walking down the stairs, and who's coming up to the plate but the same guy. So I'm standing up in like the middle of my section. And after he kind of cried at that first at bat, I just shout out, hey Machado, I got some tissues. You want to come up? I got some tissues for your issue. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, very, and like, so he like took the first pitch, and there's two runners on. Second pitch, I wasn't even looking. I was like going to like get my seat. I just heard the crack and I just said, fuck. He like smoked it like 450 feet. And everyone just like multiple guys just turned to me like, fuck yeah! And I was like, oh, I was like, I'm fucking owned. I was like, I'm so owned. It was like the fourth or fifth inning too. I was like, I'm owned for the rest of the game. And so, yeah, then one guy said like, that's right. And I was like, and so then that's when I actually looked up a salary and I, because the thing with heckling is I'm not trying to actually be mean. It's just to like create conversations. No. Yes. And so I actually told the one guy that kind of interacted with me, I was like, you know, he's making $5 million this year. And he's like, no, I didn't. I was like, yeah, he should be doing that every at bat, right? He's like, yeah. And it's like, yeah, that's
especially
like,
at this park.
Right. Like, I mean, it's like, that's what's embarrassing about, especially that first at bat. It's like, bro, you're making $5 million and you're going to get out on a technicality. Like, get your fucking head in the game. But that's what's fun. I just need to focus when I go to the game solo, especially about just talking to old guys, because old guys get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They understand how to watch a game.
That's ball culture.
And that baseball is just talking with the people next to you.
Yes.
There was a couple of, because, you know, Angels fans, not going to stereotype, but it's a lot of Latinos. And there's a group of, like, Latino folks behind me who, like, as a white boy, I get that, like, I can't, like, I don't have the street cred.
Yeah.
I dress visibly queer most of the time when I go to the park. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but these people were not feeling me, but it's like, they're having conversations and I'm like trying to like talk to them and like just getting nothing. And it's just like, it was one dude that's doing a lot of yammering. And so I was trying to talk to him and nothing. Gals had a little conversation. It's just like, you're at a fucking baseball game. Like that's what you're supposed to do is talk with the people around you.
Again, baseball in a non-pejorative way is an old man's game.
It's crazy. Well, these were clearly like people that are like, these are the type of folks that would be at basketball games. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different vibe. And then there was on my right. And then on my left behind me was a bunch of younger white kids. Like, definitely, like, college age. Like, think freshman, sophomore
year.
And,
like, played baseball in high school?
No.
No, okay.
So, it was a guy who I'm assuming was a boyfriend. And then either two daughters. It was, like, a family. Because I ended up talking to the dad a little bit. Because he joined us later. But when the guy got out on the technicality, he was like, the guy was kind of explaining baseball to the girls. And so I turned around to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, no, it's because it was a delay. He's like, oh, okay. And then the girls are sitting right there. Mm-hmm. They heard our conversation. He then turns and tells them exactly what I just said. And I'm like, holy shit, this kid. Like, dude. Bro, like, they heard what we were saying. They are real people. They can be part of the conversation, you fucking child. Oh, my
dude,
God.
Dude, no. The worst thing is, like, baseball, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But Star Wars things, like Disneyland, just like, a kid is, like, in line at Star Wars Land in Disneyland. It's like, oh, cool, spaceships, so, you know, being a kid. But the dad is like, actually, that's the Empire starships. Those are evil. It's like, let them enjoy things. But yeah, Grink's move is, you know, on strike three, if they don't swing,
yeah,
he's like, want anything? No, thanks. Just looking.
That's good.
Yeah.
I should take Grink to a game because I have two tickets every Tuesday if he'd be interested. All right, I'll hit him up. I'm trying because I got it on the calendar. And the thing is like, you know, I could invite people ahead of time. Like I had plans with my one buddy for this Tuesday. The next game isn't until a week from Tuesday. They play the Twins, I think. Mm-hmm. So I am going to try and invite people specifically. So I'll have to run it by him. Like if there's a team he wants to see.
Tuesdays. That's actually good for me. Cause that's when Rebecca has D&D.
You want to go to a baseball game?
This Tuesday? Like the one after Memorial Day or the one after?
It would be, it's the end of the month. So it's the one after. Excuse me, the next month, June 3rd or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Otherwise there's just a week where there's just 14 days where she's gone. And I'm on my own for 2 weeks.
Left to your own devices?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do Fox and I need to be doing welfare checks on you, or are you going to be able to handle it yourself?
Well, I got Grink.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You do have someone making sure you're not completely lost.
Well, no, it's...
How many showers are you planning in that 2 week period?
Dude, I love showering. I shower twice every day.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I would have assumed... Because you wear the same...
Because this is the stinkiest place I go to.
You said you'll wear the same shirt 5 days in a row.
Yeah, because I worked out, and then I was going to see you and then record with you.
Maybe it's just because you're constantly clean. Your shirts don't get dirty. Is that the logic? You don't sweat into them?
No, I sweat. Well, okay, when I do my, when I'm on the walk, I'm shirtless.
Wait, what? In the morning.
Yeah.
I was picturing you just walking shirtless around your apartment.
No.
You should do that when you get to your new place.
Yeah,
just establish dominance.
Yeah.
Let people know what's up.
Yeah, with my rabbit.
Yeah, walk around with whatever weird shit you got sitting around.
Yeah.
GameCube in hand. Just have the handle. Smash. Melee.
Pass.
That reminds me of just an aside. I was at a LAN party once, and there's a bigger LAN party, like a couple hundred folks.
Yeah.
And there's a group of guys just walking around being like, Counter-Strike? Just trying to get anybody to scream with them.
We fucking went to see Matt McCusker. Yeah. There was a group of kids that, like, you know, probably their early 20s, younger than Greek and I. And they wanted a picture, like, under the sign. And they were just like, dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Dogs? Because that's the name of the fan base for Matt and Shane's podcast. Just like, yeah. Jen Alpha loves saying one word. I'm not sure if that's because that's all they could handle saying.
We're getting to a point with language where it is, you know, you and I do the double plus ungood type talk, that's a 1984 reference.
Okay.
Basically, in that book, you know, language gets simplified. So, like, there's
1984.
There's good and ungood.
Yes.
And okay. Double plus good or double plus, you know,
right? Yeah.
Like
yeah
very
yeah.
bad, whatever.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen. Like that is clearly happening. And like I don't think people understand how language works. I mean, most people don't. Like it evolves and changes over time. That's what's so weird when people complain about slang. It's like that's where do you think your words came from? Every single word is made up.
Yeah. I was just thinking about today how crashing out means, you know, like getting like fucking like spazzing and being mad.
Locked in, crashing out. It's so over, we're so back.
Well, crashing specifically, you know, used to mean like go like relax and hang out somewhere.
I'm gonna go crash.
Right. Yeah.
I'll crash over at my buddy's place.
Right. Exactly. So it's funny how sometimes things just mean the exact opposite. Like go.
Crashing out also is like at some point was more akin to like drug use. Like
if
you were crashing out, it's like you were, you know, coming down off a high or whatever.
Right.
But
yeah, you know, the sugar rush and then the sugar crash.
Yeah. Your way home from the mall after visiting the food court or whatever.
I love that fucking place.
What's the best mall in Sacramento?
I haven't been to all of them, but... Okay, I think mall culture is kind of dying.
That's been the last 40 years, but you could still go to a mall and there are plenty of teenagers and
sure. And there's a lot of people, you know, still...
And families.
Hitting up the... What's that Nightmare Before Christmas store? Hot Topic.
Yeah. But there's no, like, yes, for anyone ages 20 to 50 with no children, they're not going to the mall. There's no reason for them to go to the mall.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of families that still go to the mall because shopping for your child is very difficult online because what if they say, I don't like that shirt, you know?
Yeah, that was one thing I was talking about, like, if I was going to be a parent, I'm just going to hope, like, genetics kind of play the most important part of it because I was the... easiest kid to raise until I was like 16.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say a fucking word.
So you're going to hope that... excuse me.
Yeah.
You were mute until you were 16?
I wasn't mute, but I didn't like tantrum or cry out.
It's a wide and arcing spectrum.
I know. Well, my biggest thing was being annoying is the worst thing in the world. And now I have a podcast. So I grew out of that.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. We have an outlet for it now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still annoying with everyone off air as well, but
yeah.
At least this, I can just be a little bit more unhinged for an hour with my bud.
Yeah. But no, I thought like being like Grink and I will go to the grocery store and we'll see people just like be with no manners. It's like, how are you so self-absorbed and self-involved where you can't process that other people have problems or need things to do in life?
Yeah.
And it bothers me on a level where I never become a disturbance.
It's the damn phones, dude.
No, it's not, because it's older people too.
Distracted by the phone, thinking about the phone.
It's not the phone.
Got my headphones in. Well, old people are just old, man. You'll get old someday too. Your brain will fucking rot and you'll get confused.
Not me,
you'll
man. Get confused and check out. Get a heart attack when I'm 48. I'll never be old.
Not me, man. If I ever get like that, bro, just fucking take me out, dude. Just
pull the plug.
Just fucking smother me with the fucking pillow, bro. I'm fucking done.
Yep. Better to burn out and to fade away.
It was funny. I was talking with Mr. Eric and his partner the other day. They were the first human interaction I had in 4 or 5 days after I crashed out.
Yeah.
And they are going to be like my recovery because, you know, he's a counselor by trade.
Yeah.
And all three of us have suicidal ideation. So
I texted him like, I'm going to be with a suicide kid. I'm like, I'm on the pod. What do you mean you're going somewhere?
Yeah, we need you. We need you here today, counselor.
Yeah.
We should start calling him counselor. That would be
counselor's actually good. Yeah. The
what's
counselor.
Up, what's up, counts? What's up, counts? but yeah, basically able to go over there and just, you know, figure out the last 4 or 5 days or the 4 or 5 days prior, explaining them to them all the things I figured out about how the world works and how we have to solve all the problems of the world.
Yeah.
Spoilers. There's a lot of people that got
to
die.
I was like, a third to 2/3 of the planet needs to just march into the ocean.
No, not the civilian. No, it's actually a lot less than that. We could do like 100 or less and it would fix a lot of problems.
It's always, that was my thing when I was like 14, is like, you just got to shoot the biggest head. And then like, there's always people that step up.
Oh, for sure. But now but those people that step up know that they're not invincible.
That still isn't, the fruit that's hanging there of, you know, the immortality of money and influence is still too tempting for all these bad people.
Oh, for
sure.
Well, if they decide to keep stepping up, we keep putting them down. It's that easy.
Yeah, but then it's like, then it's the fear. I don't have this fear because I'm ready to die right now. Same. But but people then have the fear of like, oh, but then they're going to turn around and get me. It's like, they're getting you anyway.
You're already in a prison.
Yeah.
Your life is already non-existent and you don't realize you're distracted by all the fucking treats.
You're a serial number on a grid.
Yeah.
To get offed.
Gaza is the fucking worst of it, but we've been, you know, if you don't know, if you've never heard the term the global south, you got a lot of fucking reading to do, you know?
Yeah.
There's a reason why we all have cell phones, iPhones in this country, and that's not a thing in a lot of places. Because we exploit, you know, the middle of Africa for all of its fucking cobalt and all that shit.
It's crazy how Reagan just made me included just believe the 80s were okay.
Yeah.
When they fucking weren't.
Music's pretty good.
Dude, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan.
Bro.
Cheers was on.
Larry Bird? 80s. Bill Walton?
Bill Walton. Yeah. I mean, he did an incredible PR job making it think that the 80s were just the best.
I have a Bill Walton quote that I've posted as a reel.
Is it, I love Grateful Dead?
Bill Walton's dead, though, right?
Yeah, he died.
He passed somewhat recently.
Like 1 or 2 years ago.
Yeah. No, he's doing an interview here, and someone asked him just like, you know, like, how did you find success or whatever? And
sure.
So I'm going to play this, and I would like it to kind of lead us into the outro.
I agree.
You're fucking done?
No.
I'm fucking cooked. This shit sucks.
I have to fucking go to an apartment meeting and then I have to edit this at some point.
You got any dates you need to announce? Any tour dates coming up? Anything exciting?
You could see me at Oracle Park June 17th and June 21st.
Nice. How are the pussy eaters supposed to identify you if they're out there?
Well, normally, if it's like the last time I went, KCRA3 will just have a picture of me walking into the stadium. Oh. And like not even a crowd shot, just me.
It was just, you were actually like the front cover boy?
It was just my awesome hair.
Yeah.
And my stupid little giant shirt.
Yeah.
Walking, just me following me back.
You'll find me most weekends either playing Magic the Gathering in some dark corner of Midtown or out on street corners yelling at police officers. If you want to come and yell at baseball players, I'm at Sutter Health Park almost every Tuesday. Because I also have a buddy who gives me River Cats tickets for the Tuesday games.
Dude, you know, fourth, I can't say his name, but there's a fourth grader that got picked up by his two moms. Maybe that's a hint.
Dude, shout out to two moms, dude. Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, then
can you imagine those two moms, too?
Yeah.
Getting it going, dude.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Anyway, fourth grader, two moms, got picked up. And
who's the top and who's the bottom?
Eagles fans the top.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, sorry. Just fantasizing about fat lesbians.
Yeah. Anyway, he got picked up, and they're like, do you want to go Rivercats game today? And his eyes, like, glowed, and it was, like, awesome for him. And I'm like, oh, that feels amazing.
That kid rules. He sucks as a student and as, like, a kid to, like, I mean, he was pretty well-behaved.
He's better behaved now.
He's mellow now. He's probably on some Ritalin or whatever.
Yeah, he might be on something now, but since I've been with his grade now, I've never been like, kid, get over here, do something. No, he's fine.
All right, here's Bill Walton's life philosophy, and then what are you gonna play for an outro?
I don't know. We'll see what the studio hits.
Here we go.
I don't do anything well. I don't know constantly mistake activity for achievement, but I tried.
And that's going to be it, Pussy Eaters. Stay hydrated. If you're in Sacramento, it's hot as fuck. If you're in Texas, it's hot as fuck. You got anything else?
If you're in the IDF, seek some alternatives.
You know what to do. Free Palestine. Till next time. Fucking chef, bro. You can cook up whatever you want.
Also,
you can put a fucking Alvin and the Three Chipmunks filter over the entire pod.
You think Alvin's not one of the three?
Alvin and the Two.
Alvin and, yeah, that's what Alvin would call it.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
My thing was just, if you're not from Sacramento, Matt McCusker could tell you firsthand of the homelessness in Sacramento. We are the United States capital of trees and homeless.
Yeah.
And I think there's a reason
embarrassing
that they co-align.